New Line Cinema, an AOL Time Warner company. Somewhere in Utah, a slick chopper ducks into a desert valley, closing in on a motorcyclist who's speeding along a winding road with her blonde hair flapping in the wind under her helmet. The chopper lets rip with its guns, tearing up the road behind her. A figure dives through the sky like a bullet. New Line Cinema presents. The skydiver has powers written on his flying suit, and his GPS wristwatch reads, "Locating Shagua." As he deploys a Union Jack parachute, far below, the Shagua, also in Union Jack colors, is speeding along the road without a driver. While the parachute glides between majestic sandstone spires, the Shagua's display reads, "Locating Austin Powers." Then skydiver and moving car are united in one slick maneuver. A Gratitude International, Team Todd, Moving Pictures production. The Shagua catches up with the motorcyclist, then raises a back shield to deflect the chopper's bullets. Then when the chopper tries to lock the car in its sights, the Shagua brakes suddenly. The pilot steers the chopper into a U-turn. Then, on a collision course with the Shagua, he fires off his heavy-duty guns. With the flick of a switch, the driver ejects, then somersaults over the chopper in slow motion, guns blazing. The chopper's blown to kingdom come. Two boots land on terra firma, the guns are dropped, then a handsome devil in a turquoise suit with lacy ruff takes off his thick-rimmed glasses.
Yeah, baby.
Tom Cruise is Austin Powers. The motorcyclist skids to a halt. Austin puts his glasses back on so he can admire the sexy filly who steps off in a tight leather bodysuit and with tousled blonde curls.
Hi, I'm Dixie. Dixie Normus.
Gwyneth Paltrow is Dixie Normus.
I may just be a small town FBI agent / single mother, but I'm still tough and sexy.
Well, Miss Normus, shall we shag now or shag later?
Oh, Austin, behave.
They snog.
Hey, Powers. You better watch your friggin' self, because this is one doctor who does make house calls.
Kevin Spacey is Dr. Evil.
Right, Mini-Me?
Hey, assholes!
Danny DeVito is Mini-Me.
I'm right over here! I'm Mini-Me! Come and get me!
Tom Cruise in Austin Pussy.
And cut.
That's a cut, everybody. Moving on. Check the gate, please.
The director is Steven Spielberg.
So, Austin, what'd you think of the opening credits?
Well, I can't believe Sir Steven Spielberg, the grooviest filmmaker in the history of cinema, is making a movie about my life. Very shagadelic, baby. Yeah. Having said that, I do have some thoughts.
Really? My friend here thinks it's fine the way it is.
Well, no offense, Sir Stevie, but you gotta have mojo, baby. Yeah! Hit it!
Austin bounds onto the set, chats with some people hanging around, then in unison, they all switch into a choreographed 60s-style dance routine, starring Mike Myers. Austin Powers in Goldmember. Steven and Gwyneth perform cartwheels and forward flips across the floor, also starring Beyoncé Knowles and Seth Green. In a spoof of Gene Kelly in Singing in the Rain, Austin and his dancers, dressed in colourful raincoats, splash and tap dance along a street filled with puddles. Then Austin leaps onto a lamppost and holds out his arm with a flourish. Striking a tragic pose, Austin, wearing a tiara and pink tutu over his purple suit, pirouettes on the steps of a New York townhouse. Pulling away, the scene is revealed to be playing on a movie screen, being scored by a live orchestra and conductor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Quincy Jones!
Austin leaps out of the screen and runs up to Quincy Jones, the conductor.
This is where the movie gets its mojo, baby.
Groovy.
Quincy tosses away his baton. Back on the screen, Austin and his groovy 60s dancers prance into a hangar where Britney Spears is shooting a music video.
All right, everybody. Music video, take two.
It's Britney Spears!
In a black mini top and tight trousers, Britney and her topless male slaves strut into a dance-off with Austin's gang. Squaring up, Britney and Austin play slap each other's faces. Then Austin dons Britney's pink fluffy pigtails from the Hit Me Baby One More Time video. The dancers join up and circle around them. Then Britney's nipple guns fire off a hail of bullets. Austin smiles to reveal a bullet caught between his teeth. With flicks of his hand and a pelvic thrust, he blows Britney's head off.
Oops! I did it again, baby.
Yeah!
He flips out of the hangar with his trusty dancers skipping behind him. Iron gates are opened, then Austin carries on forward flipping along a red carpet, surrounded by a crowd of swinging 60s dancers. He stops, lifts up his jazz hands, then grins his toothy grin.
Yeah!
Written by Mike Myers and Michael McCullers. Directed by Jay Roach. In Dr. Evil's Hollywood lair, the man himself raises a pinky to his mouth, then turns to face his boardroom, with Mini-Me hanging from a baby carrier.
Welcome back, Air Doctor. How was space?
Space was cool, wasn't it, Mini-Me? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dr. Evil, while you were in space, I created a way for us to make huge sums of legitimate money and still maintain the ethics and the business practices of an evil organization. I have turned us into a talent agency, the Hollywood Talent Agency.
Really?
By charging A-list clients 9% rather than the traditional 10%, we've been able to sign such stars as George Clooney,
ooh,
Julia Roberts,
hey,
and Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
And the best part of the whole scheme is we all get our own assistants.
Hi, I'm number 3.
Whoa!
I'm really excited to be part of the team here at HTA.
Very impressive, number 2. But I finally have the perfect plan. In the 70s, there lived a Dutch metallurgical hedonist by the name of Johan van der Smut. He loved gold so much he even lost his genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident. Hence the name Gold Member. He invented a cold fusion power unit for a tractor beam. Tractor beam. Powerful enough to pull a meteor to Earth. The meteor was called Midas 22. It's made of solid gold. Is he sleeping? Well, that's okay. I guess Mini-Me won't get any chocolate! You want down, Mini-Me? Use your words like a big boy clone. He's okay! Here's the chocolate. It's from Bruges. That's in Belgium. That's where Daddy's from. Yeah. Check out Mini-Me. Yeah. He's gone mental on account of the chocolate. It's like frickin' catnip for clones.
You're here, Dr. Evil.
Thank you.
Whoa!
He stares at number 3's facial mole. Number 3 laughs nervously.
Thanks.
Skedaddle.
You know, when you have kids, I think you're gonna find that all kids are different, eh?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. For example, Mini-Me loves chocolate. Scotty, don't.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty, do.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you don't, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty, do.
Dr. Evil, perhaps it's time that you finished unveiling your plan.
Yes, thank you, number two. Ladies and gentlemen, my plan is...
Scotty Doo.
Oh, come on, you're such a lame ass.
Mini me, aimé le chocolat, bien, hein, wow, yeah. Scotty n'est pas.
You know, this is causing me serious psychological harm.
I don't know. Who am I?
Fine. Well, you know what? I would love some chocolate.
Here you go.
Thank you. Perfect.
As Scott opens the chocolates, Mini-Me has to be reined in like a rabid dog.
Heel, Mini-Me! Come on, got me a Marlin! Yeah!
You okay, Mini-Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, did I pull too hard? I don't want to hurt you.
Dr. Evil.
Yo.
What does Goldmember's plan have to do with us?
Our early attempts at a tractor beam went through several preparations. Preparations A through G were a complete failure. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we finally have a working tractor beam, which we shall call Preparation H.
What?
Why don't you just call it Operation Ass Cream, you ass?
I'm sorry, did you want some ice cream?
Yes, I'd love some chocolate ass cream.
Perhaps later.
Dr. Evil, I love your plan.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah, Herr Doctor, it's a really good plan.
Yes, Frau, on the whole, I think Preparation H feels good.
What is it now?
No, nothing. You know what? I agree. Preparation H does feel good, on the whole.
Well, I'm glad we're spreckensy the same lingety. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, using my time machine, I shall travel back to 1975. Pick up Goldmember and bring him back to the future. And the best part of this plan is, no one can stop me. Not even Austin Powers.
Not so fast. You're surrounded, Dr. Evil.
Shit.
Dr. Evil, the World Court sentences you to 400 years. Do you have anything to say?
No, but I think Mini-Me does.
Mini-Me pulls down his trousers and moons the judge.
Order!
Looks like two eggs in a hanky.
The criminal genius known as Dr. Evil and his clone were sentenced today at the World Organization. For his efforts, Austin Powers, son of England's most famous spy, Nigel Powers, will be knighted by the Queen at Buckingham Palace.
At the ceremony.
Arise, Sir Austin Powers.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Your father must be very proud of you.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Dad, stand up and take a bow.
The front row seat reserved for Nigel Powers is empty. The audience breaks out in fits of laughter, even the toothless cleaner standing with his mop at the back. A swinging party's going down at Austin's psychedelic pad.
Daddy. Daddy wasn't there.
Austin's on stage with his band.
Daddy. Daddy wasn't there. To take me to the fair, it seems he doesn't care. Daddy wasn't there. When I was first baptized, when I was criticized, when I was ostracized, when I was jazzercised, stacking kidney pies, when I was modernized, when I was circumcised, Daddy wasn't there. To take me to the fair, to change my underwear. Daddy wasn't there.
Daddy wasn't there, please.
I am a sexy beast.
A woman dressed as a mad Japanese schoolgirl scampers over.
It's Austin Powers! He's so funny.
Yeah, you know.
Awesome, very sexy. Can I have autograph?
Of course. Your name is?
Fukumi.
Oh, behave, baby.
Yes. Now, your name is?
Fukumi.
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Fuck me! It exists!
Oh, I see. Your name is Fook Me.
You want a drink?
Yes, of course. But you know, I have a private bar in the back that you're more than welcome to
use. Here you go.
But Fook Me, that was fast.
Fook you.
Oh, you're going the right way for a smack bottom, and I don't care who knows it.
Austin. This is my twin sister. Her name, Fook You. Fook You. Fook me. See?
Twins!
He mimes spraying and wiping his glasses.
Twins, yes. We're going to see the twins, yes.
I also think Austin of Power is very sexy for you.
I think you're very great, baby. Do we make you sleepy?
Well, you make me many things, but sleepy's not one of them.
We give you top secret massage.
Yes, top secret massage, baby.
Oh! His beer pops.
Sorry about that. I swear to God, that never happens. Yes, hold on a tick. Okay.
On his list of things to do before he dies, he crosses out threesome with Japanese twins.
Okay, now where were we, babies? Yes. Oh.
Ah, Austin. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Twins, Basil. Twins.
Austin, it's your father.
Bye-bye.
What?
Bye.
He's been kidnapped.
Very heavy, man. Oh, so that's why my father wasn't at the knighting ceremony.
Well, no, actually, he was kidnapped after you were knighted.
Ah.
He was last seen on his yacht.
Oh, yes, the HMS Shagatsey.
Exactly. Just take a look. Gentlemen, fall in. Austin, these men were assigned to guard your father. Okay, chaps, chins up, trousers down. I think we may have found a clue.
Goo blimey! All your privates have had the privates painted gold. How bizarre! Imagine gilded tallywhackers, golden wedding tackle, 14-carat trouser snakes.
That's enough.
Okay. Basil, there's only one person in the world who truly understands the psychology of a madman. Dr. Evil.
Maximum Security Facility, Geneva. A large steel cage stands in a darkened room, surrounded by armed guards. Dr. Evil stands erect in the center. Austin enters and touches a security sensor pad to open the door.
I've been expecting you, Mr. Powers.
My father is missing.
Yes, I heard. How ironic. You finally caught me, yet now you need me more than ever. But then again, you've always needed me, haven't you, Mr. Powers? Remember when I told you we're not so different, you and I?
We're not so different, you and I.
See, I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
Very clever. Now, who has my father?
Uh-oh, someone has some daddy issues.
Nothing could be my father from the truth.
Who?
You said my father.
No, I didn't.
How?
Didn't. Did not.
Shabba!
For me, this is a dad issue.
Dad issue! The dad! Dad be dad! Oh. Daddy didn't love me!
It seems the knighting ceremony wasn't the only time your daddy let you down.
He runs up to the glass wall.
Remember that day at the academy? Think!
It was graduation.
British Intelligence Academy, 1958.
Yeah, baby, yeah. We'll make you horny, baby. Oui, oui. Oh, that's the spot. Right oui. There.
You're a naughty
one. Master Evil enters his room.
Crikey. Have you ever heard of knocking, man?
Right.
Ooh, we were just getting started.
Bye, love.
Don't forget, Mr. Powers, later you have a brief oral exam.
Well, I hope it's mostly oral and not too brief, baby. You know, brief and oral exam.
Boxer in, lads.
It looks like Master Evil is the top contender for this year's International Man of Mystery. He's number one in the class.
Whoop-de-doo, Basil.
Hey, everybody, I'm number one.
Hello, I'm number two.
Nice to meet you, number two. But now I'm going to be named this year's International Man of Mystery.
Shut your gob!
Ow! Who throws a cupcake? Honestly.
At the awards ceremony.
And now it's time to award our greatest honor. This year's International Man of Mystery is Austin Powers.
Welcome, Austin!
Master Evil looks on in disbelief as young Austin receives the medal. With a toothy grin, Austin holds up the male symbol pendant.
It's always been my dream to win this award, just like my dad. And I'm glad he could be here. Stand up, Dad, take a bow.
A reserved for Nigel Powers sign sits on an empty chair.
Dad? Daddy?
At the memory of everybody laughing at him, Austin looks haunted. Then he realizes Dr. Evil's taking a pee in front of him.
Boo frickety hoo! I had the best grades in the class and I didn't get diddly squat.
Here we go.
Tell me, Mr. Powers, what did you find on those sailors? A golden surprise, perhaps?
How did... Yes. All the sailors had their meat and two veg painted gold.
Yes, it's the distinctive calling card of a criminal mastermind. The aptly named...
Gold Member.
How can I find this gold member? Quid pro quo, Mr. Powers. Yes. Squid pro row. I'll give you gold member. You give me a transfer to a regular prison so that I could be with my beloved mini-me. Okay, I'll get you a transfer to a regular prison. Now, where's gold member? Not where, Mr. Powers, but when? 1975, Studio 69 Disco, New York City, corner 69th and 8th. You go now, Mr. Powers! Fly, fly!
He suddenly realizes his cage's glass door is open, then shuffles back inside.
I'll get it.
Time travel hangar.
Instead of hiding your father in some remote location, Goldmember is hiding in 1975. So, our engineers have crafted this vehicle to time travel to the 70s.
Smashing, Basil. A pimpmobile.
Oh, yes, yes, I knew it would tickle your fancy.
What can I say? Cough.
Here we go, 1975. Good luck, Austin.
1975! Yeah, baby, yeah!
The pimpmobile starts to shake and bounce.
I think I've got a bomb!
New York City, 1975. Studio 69 is a happening roller disco full of cool dudes with afros and hot chicks in hot pants. Austin's pimpmobile lands, then all eyes turn to see who's the new cat in town. He's wearing 6-inch platforms and a two-tone striped coat. Austin starts strutting his stuff, but then he notices three singers on stage in gold bikinis. The lead singer, who has a golden afro, swings her sexy body round. She secretly gestures to Austin.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Studio 69.
The middle-aged gold member roller skates out in gold hot pants.
Hey, everybody, I'm from Holland. Isn't that weird?
The crowd goes wild. Goldmember skates off, lifting up one leg and cranking it right back as he goes. He spins around, then skates out into the middle of the dance floor. As Goldmember leads his sexy skating dancers in a roller boogie, an unimpressed Austin dumps his coat, then notices the diamante trim around his glasses is hanging off. While Austin dons his usual thick-rimmed glasses, Goldmember is spanking each of his dancers' bottoms as they pass. Goldmember does the front splits. He grabs one of his legs and yanks it up vertically, then does the same with the other, making his Goldmember bulge out of his stretched hot pants. A camp man sits back to back with the lead singer and mouths her words to Austin.
Well, if it isn't Austin Powers.
I'm sorry?
You got a lot of nerve dragging your jive white ass in here.
I don't believe we've met.
It's me, Foxy. Foxy Cleopatra. Long time no see.
Oh.
Stop. We can't be seen talking to each other. You dig? I'm using this cat as a distraction.
I get it, yes. Very clever.
First things first.
Oh! Ouch, Kibibble!
8 years and no phone call? Nobody stands up, Foxy Cleopatra. Where have you been?
Listen, Foxy, I just want you to know I never intended to hurt you, baby.
Well, all I know is Mama only got a taste of honey, but she wanted the whole beehive.
Oh, beehive.
You always knew how to make me smile.
Well, you know, it's a gift, really.
What am I doing?
Foxy, what are you doing in Goldmember's club?
I'm undercover. About a year ago, my partner at the bureau was killed. And that jive-ass turkey Goldmember is the prime suspect. Ow! Your father's in the back room, under heavy guard.
Thanks, Foxy.
Austin, good luck.
The camp cat launches himself on Austin for a snog and leaves his glasses wonky. Armed with a pistol, Austin kicks down a door labelled Gold Members Only.
Dad!
Hello, son. Just overpowering my guards.
I'm here to rescue you. Come quickly.
I've got a better idea. Why don't you rescue me in about, 7 or 8 minutes?
Oh, knock it off. I don't want to see my dad on the job. Come on, let's go.
Okay. I'm sorry, girls.
No.
I've got to go. It's my boy. Hold on.
Oh, what's wrong with your neck?
I took a Viagra. Got stuck in my throat. I've had a stiff neck for hours.
Thank you.
Listen, Dad, if you are going to talk about naughty things in front of these American girls, then at least speak English.
All right, my son. I could have had it away, but it's cracking Judy, my old china.
Are you telling pork pies and a bag of tripe? Because if you are feeling quickly, why not just have a J. Arthur?
What, Billy? No, mates.
Too right, youth.
Don't you remember the Crembo Din Din we had with the grotty Scotch bin?
Oh, the one that was all sixes and sevens.
Yeah, she was a travelling stripe for the Morris dancer, lived up the apples and pears.
Yeah, she was the barrister that became a bobby in a lorry. And they gave her the Gatling gun in the bottom of St. Regis tea kettle. Yes,
and then she sat on a turtle.
Oh,
God, we had some good times, eh?
We had some good times, eh?
Wonderful times.
Good times, yeah.
We had some good.
They spin round into Goldmember's office.
Welcome to 1975, Austin Powers and Farja.
Excuse me while I change. The holler boogie has made me sweaty. Yeah, sweaty.
You see, Mr. Powers. I love gold. The look of it, the taste of it, the smell of it, the texture. I love gold so much that I even lost my genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident. Hence the name, Goldmember.
Foxy rolls her eyes, then Goldmember steps out in a gold velour tracksuit.
We are both swingers, you see. You have a toy body. Yes. I see that from your toy pants.
Yes, you are tight like a tiger. Would you like a smoke and a pancake?
A what?
A smoke and a pancake. You know, flapjack and a cigarette? All right. Cigar and a waffle? No. Pipe and a crepe? No. Bong and a blintz?
No.
Oh, well, then there is no pleasing you.
It's not right. Ooh, hello. What do we hear?
That's a keeper. Yes. Put it in the skin box, please. Busy others. I'm peeling.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
Quickly. Quickly, thank you. Save me from myself.
You're insane, gold member!
And that's the way, I like it. KC on the Sunshine Band.
All right, gold member. Don't play the laughing boy. There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
What?
A scream rises up.
Take the Pasha away!
Dutch hater! And now, it is time to say goodbye, Dr. Evil's orders.
Which, for you, is bad news bears.
Walter Matthau.
Shazam! Up yours, Dad, turkey.
Traitor! Here's the gun, good, very good. 2002. They're taking my father to the time machine.
The same what machine?
Come on now.
Go! This way, Shazam.
Under fire from Goldmember's sexy guards, Austin and Foxy flee through the club, then take off in the pimpmobile.
That was close, Foxy. I owe you one.
Austin, I found this in Goldmember's office. It's a microfilm. Maybe a clue.
Smashing.
I want to go to the future with you. We can catch Goldmember together. I owe it to my partner.
I should warn you, Foxy, 2002 is very different.
Well, the future better get ready for me. Because I'm Foxy Cleopatra, and I'm a whole lot of woman.
2002, here we come!
Georgia State Prison.
All visitations limited to 5 minutes. No spitting in the visitor's room.
The Frau's dressed as white trash.
Get out there. I have some news. It's your son.
No.
He wants to take over the family business.
Scotty does?
Yeah. Oh, he's gotten so evil, he's even started losing his hair.
I know, it's sweet.
Oh, he just wants to make you proud, Herr Doctor.
After all, it's hard on the boy not having a father. You know, first you were frozen, then you were in space, now you're in jail.
Well, don't tell me he feels neglected. I was adopted by frickin' Belgians, eh?
You were adopted?
I never met my birth parents. There was a car accident. I'm told it was a beautiful Belgian day. The smell of waffles and Brussels sprouts filled the summer air until my birth mother was incinerated. I only survived because her smoking carcass formed a protective cocoon of slaughtered human effluents. A Belgian man and his 15-year-old love slave with webbed feet was looting the accident scene. They came across a blood-soaked baby, moi. They raised me to be evil. You know, that old chestnut.
Yeah.
But nothing compares to this. Being inside the belly of the beast night after night, all alone. Daddy's all pent up. Let's freak! Oh.
He sweeps her junk food off the table. Then, when she flicks and waggles her tongue at him, he returns the gesture while rubbing his nipple. Gradually, their mouths clamp together for some full-on tonsil tennis.
Time's up!
Visiting hours are over. Step to the line.
Cuffs up.
As he's frisked, Dr. Evil plucks a small key off his tongue.
Move it.
Evil and Mini-Me walk like gangsters.
How are you sleeping? Good.
To the other prisoners.
Gentlemen, listen up, y'all. Here's the new plan. You're gonna start a riot, and we're gonna walk out the front door.
Hey, man. I know guys on crack that makes more sense than you.
Really? Then let me put it to you this way, cuz.
Evil and Mini-Me mime the words whilst dancing with their crew.
I don't know
Caterby. No crib on MTV. God only knows, got my mini-me in the GP. See how it goes. Evil's all that I see, and you ask me my name? G to the Rizzo, E to the Bizzo, I to the Lizzo. I'm a crazy... We all knew that. Austin caught me in the first act. It's all backwards. What's with that? So I'll make a prophecy from the dogs to the mini-me. Give me an Escalade, a two-way bling-bling on eBay. Domino. Your pipe and smoke it. Uh-huh. It's for all my homies in Bruges.
A bling-tastic mini-me surrounded by lovelies.
Cristal, my moto, a couple of beehotches. Why not? I got a buster move, dropping buster groove, feeling fine. Got an evil crew, gold member to lick my nine. Till then, I'll jump on my butt, brains up, put on call and splooge in your app, that's all. For shizzle my nizzle, y'all. Yeah. All right, listen up. Tonight, 8 p.m., you're going to start a riot.
Yes, Dr. Evil.
Attention all guards. There is a riot in progress. Seal all exits. Attention. Dr. Evil and his clone are trying to escape. All guards report to Snow Blockade immediately.
Dr. Evil and Mini-Me escape dressed as gangster rappers. In Austin's apartment.
There you are. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
How did you sleep?
Great.
Me too. If these lips could talk. Oh, hello.
You have the right to remain sexy, sugar.
Oh, I hope there's a search involved.
You've got mail.
So, what does this thing do?
Well, it's called the internet, and it's completely revolutionized the way we live and access vital information. For example, have a look at this.
A chimp picks his bum, sniffs his finger, then falls off a tree.
Wow. Now that's vital information.
I know, it's amazing.
Oh, Basil, what's happening, baby?
A lot is happening, Foxy. Dr. Evil has escaped. The good news is that one of our agents has managed to infiltrate Dr. Evil's organization.
Excellent, Basil. We've been trying for years to get a mole inside Dr. Evil's lair, and we now have that mole.
Yes. Ah, and here he is.
Number three.
So you're the...
Most excellent agent we've ever seen.
Yes, most excellent agent we've ever seen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I wasn't able to get an exact location, but I did learn that Dr. Evil has moved to a new lair outside of Tokyo, Japan. Mm. By the way, I realize that I have a large mole on my face.
Where? What? Where's that mole? I didn't see one.
I also realize the irony that I am myself a mole.
No one would make that connection.
Anyway, well done, old chap. Jolly good work.
Yes, nice to mole you. Meet you. Nice to meet your mole. Don't say mole.
Stop.
I said mole.
Stop.
Bye.
Mole. Mole.
As Basil and Number Three leave...
Mole.
Oh, shut up!
Molly, 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 molly!
Deep underwater in Tokyo Bay is a submarine made in the image of Dr. Evil with a pinky held up to his mouth. The engine expels a jet of water bubbles from his butt cheeks.
Up periscope!
Dr. Evil spins round in a wheelchair.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my new submarine lair. It's long and hard and full of semen.
Nobody else laughs.
Nothing? No? Not even a titter. Tough sub. Dr. Evil, you look very toit. Yes, toit like a tiger. Yes, yes, yes.
Really?
Yes, you look like a macho man.
Village people.
You know, gold member, I don't think that's something one dude should say to another dude.
Yeah, a little creepy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Yes, 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 yes. This is a keeper. Oh, yes.
All right, you're not going to put that skin in your mouth, are you? You did. Okay, that's just gross.
Yes, salty. Yes, that was good.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we've been designing a tractor beam, codenamed Preparation H. It's powerful enough to pull the meteor
minus 22
into a collision course with the Earth. Upon entering the atmosphere, the hot ball of magma will strike and melt the polar ice caps, causing a global flood. But enough of my technical mumbo-jumbo. Allow me to demonstrate.
How are you going, Walt?
Lower the globe!
Lower the globe!
A globe drops on his head.
Well, congratulations, numbnuts. You've succeeded in turning me into a frickin' jack-in-the-box. Get it off! Get it off! It's dark! It's dark! I'm okay. Release the meteor!
Release the meteor!
Mini-Me swings a meteor on a rope, and it hits Evil between the legs.
Oh, no way!
Right in a kniggin!
God damn it!
Oh!
Guys! Way to go, a-hole!
All right, hold on. Will I try and find my balls, for God's sakes? 1, 2, and 3. Okay, I'm okay.
Dr. Evil, we still have the ultimate insurance policy. May I present to you the very sexual, the very toit, Austin Powers' Faja.
His what?
His Faja, Dr. Evil.
His Ferger? What's Ferger?
His Faja. You know, the Faja.
Yeah, gold member, I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch. Okay, perv boy?
Faja, his dad. Dad is Faja.
Oh, his dad. Oh, his father.
Yes, I have a Dutch accent. Isn't that weird?
Father. Ah, Nigel Powers.
Hello.
Ooh.
Bring him to me.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Oh, put the guns down. Is this the first day on the job or something? Look, this is how it goes. You attack me one at a time, and I knock you out with a single punch, okay? Go. Judo chop.
Oh, he's good.
Judo chop. Do you know who I am? Have you any idea how many anonymous henchmen I've killed over the years? And look at you. You haven't even got a name tag. You've got no chance. Why don't you just fall down? Go on, son. All right, Dr. Evil. Give yourself up while you've still got a chance. Okay? You've got me.
Nigel Powers, meet Mini-Me.
Oh, blimey. I thought I smelled cabbage.
Take him away!
Dr. Evil, can I paint his Yoo-Hoo gold? It's kind of my thing, you know.
Evil spins his wheelchair round, then glares at Goldmember.
How about new, you crazy Dutch bastard?
Attention henchmen, it's Health Week. Don't forget your physical. Dr. Evil's orders.
Mini-Me shows Nigel to his cell at gunpoint.
You know, I think it's a shame the way they treat you.
Just because you're 1/8 their size doesn't mean you deserve 1/8 of their respect, does it? I say, Mini-Fella, I'm curious. It's everything in proportion. You know, your Bobby Dangler, your General, 2 colonels, your Giggle Stick, Master of Ceremonies. Yeah, oh, don't be shy, let's have a look.
Mini-Me puts down his gun, then pulls down his trousers.
My word, you're a tripod. Oh, yeah. What do you feed that thing, eh? It's like a baby's arm holding an apple. The good news is, you ever get tired, you can use it as a kickstand. Oh, yeah. I think we both know who the real brains is behind this operation, eh?
Mm-hmm. Austin's psychedelic plane lands at Tokyo International Airport in the shadow of Mount Fuji. Later, Austin and Foxy are driving in the nighttime city.
Tokyo go-go, baby, yeah!
Oh, what's kicking, Basil?
A lot's kicking, Foxy. Austin,
one of Dr. Evil's henchmen has been spotted at the Asahi Sumo Arena. Proceed there immediately.
Thanks, Basil.
Asahi Sumo Arena.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this diaper's making my nuts rub together. It's gonna start a fire!
That's Fat Bastard.
Sunata! Fat Bastard!
Matunas! Akai!
The ginger Fat Bastard squares up to his opponent in the sumo ring, then grabs a hold of his nuts.
Do you know what my favorite Helen Hunt movie is? Twister!
He throws his opponent into the crowd.
That's not right.
So ain't.
Are we done here? I've got to take a crap.
Wait a tick. Something doesn't smell right. And I think it's Fat Bastard.
On top of
Fat Bastard's on the pan. In traditional Japanese dress, Foxy pushes a laundry basket into the wrestler's communal quarters.
You okay, Austin?
Sound as a pound, love.
What the? I didn't have any corn!
As Foxy makes her way along, the wrestlers each toss their dirty sumo belts into the basket on top of Austin.
Hey, diaper lady! Here's my diaper. I think I might have pinched one off too soon. Oh, aye. I left a rosebud in him for you.
When the smelly tartan belt hits his face, Austin leaps out of the basket, unable to bear it.
You really are a fat bastard. You know, that hurts my feelings. I've tried going on a diet, you know. The zone. You know, carbs are the enemy, you know. We don't like carbs, you know what I mean? Oh. Who's your friend? Oh, I'd like to have a go with that filly. Oh, do you find me sexy? Oh, look at my titties. Oh, ah.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. All right, that's enough. Okay, you got me. Put it there, would you? All right.
Okay.
Ha! Oh! Yeah!
Austin flips Fat Bastard over onto his hairy back.
Oh, come here, yeah! Ha! Oh, my titties! Oh, you gave me a nurple!
Two more sumo wrestlers appear.
I've got you now! Come here, yeah!
Austin runs across the wrestlers' bar, using their bellies as stepping stones.
For the ultimate wire fighting maneuver. I just hope my wire fighting team is ready.
As Fat Bastard launches himself at the tub, the bathers all scream, but at the last minute, the wire men raise him up and he somersaults over them. He's about to land on Austin when one of the wires pings and leaves him dangling in midair.
Crikey. Oh, great. Isn't this magical? One of my wires broke.
Foxy shoots out his other wire, then flashes her badge.
You under arrest, sugar. Okay, fat bastard. Who's the Japanese cat you made an exchange with?
Oh, all right. His name is Roboto. He owns Roboto Industries. He's designing some contraption for Dr. Evil. I don't know. The tractor beam. That's it. Listen, do you honestly think that crime can pay? Well, to be honest with you, I've been trying to go legit. I'd really take my sumo wrestling seriously, you know. But when you're an overweight child in a society that demands perfection, like your sense of right, wrong, fair and unfair, will always be tragically skewed. Did you just soil yourself?
Maybe.
It did sound a little wet, didn't it? Right at the end. Ooh. Let's have a smell, all right?
Ooh, wafting, wafting. Oh, everyone likes their own brand, don't they? This is magic. All right, analysis. Oh, it smells like carrots and throw-up. Oh, that could gag a maggot. I smell like hot, sick ass in a dead carcass. Oh, even stink would say that stinks. You know when you go to an apartment building and you smell other people's cooking on each floor and you're going, what are they cooking? That plus crap.
On the evil submarine, Scott approaches his dad, then reveals his balding head.
Hey, Pop.
Hey, Scotty. How you been, sport?
Whoa! I got you a present.
Really?
Open the tank.
Open the tank!
A section of floor slides away to reveal sharks swimming at their feet.
Are those sharks with laser beams attached to their heads? Cool. You mean I actually have frickin' sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their frickin' heads? You're the best evil son an evil dad could ever ask for.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, son.
Nice touching moment.
Scotty, come here. Papa squat right next to Daddy. Enemy, move down the bench.
There's your power struggle.
Scott takes a seat at his father's side.
Scotty's on fire! All right, it's getting crowded in here. Everyone out! Everyone out! Come on. Not you, Scotty. Not you, number two. Not you, Frau. Not you, gold member. Not you guys back there. Not you, henchman holding wrench. Not you, henchman arbitrarily turning knobs, making it seem like you're doing something.
Dr. Evil crosses his legs, leans over, then looks pointedly at Mini-Me. Scott does the same.
Oh, this is uncomfortable.
The tiny one can't take a hint. He doesn't understand. He is small.
Mini-Me sags in his chair, then reverses it out of Dr. Evil's inner circle. As he motors towards the door, he flicks Dr. Evil the finger.
Hello, Fossey. Austin, we've confirmed what Fat Bastard told you about Roboto is accurate. He was hired by Dr. Evil to construct Preparation H.
So Roboto had the technology to build Goldmember's tractor beam.
Which means Roboto will lead us to Goldmember.
Which means Goldmember will lead us to my father.
Roboto Industries, Tokyo headquarters.
I am president of Roboto Industries. My name is Mr. Roboto. Thank you, Mr. Roboto.
Thank you for seeing us on such short notice.
You speak Japanese?
A little.
Well, you might be a cunning linguist, but I'm a master debater. I'm looking for my father. He was kidnapped.
Please eat some shit.
Please eat what?
Wait. He said, please eat some shiitake mushrooms.
Tell me, what do you know about my father's whereabouts?
あまり良い話ありませんね.
Your ass is happy.
No.
She reveals the subtitle.
He said, your assignment is an unhappy one.
Oh!
I have a huge rod.
Nice potty mouth, dirtbag.
I have a huge rodent problem.
Yes, quite off topic, thank you very much.
Why don't I just speak in English?
That would be a good idea now, wouldn't it? That way I wouldn't misread the subtitles, making it seem like you're saying things that are dirty.
I'm sorry to hear about your father, but I can't help you. Please excuse me. I have another appointment.
Austin leaves, then comes back.
By the way, Oranomo...
I do have a huge rod.
Enough.
I wish.
Mr. Roboto is lying to us.
Tell me something I don't know.
I open-mouth kissed a horse once.
Say what?
That's something you don't know.
My spider sense is telling me that my father's still in this building. You keep a lookout. I'm going to try and sneak in.
Hey.
Austin Powers is on the premises.
Austin hears a guard tell a receptionist to keep a lookout for him. Then the guard disappears through a door marked factory.
Hey, what's this?
As the receptionist answers the phone, Austin accidentally pulls the plug on the foyer's fountain. He hides behind a statue of a naked cherub, then takes a pee himself to replace the missing jet of water. He starts to run dry and has to strain to keep up the flow. The receptionist notices the intermittent jets and looks suspicious. Austin tries extra hard but just produces a spray, so he starts drinking a bottle of water to build his flow back up.
Hi.
With the receptionist now occupied again, Austin munches on some asparagus which just happens to be at hand, but when the receptionist sniffs the air, he tosses the spear over his shoulder. Austin crouches down to plug the fountain back in, all the while keeping up his flow. When the cherub takes over again, he zips up, looking pleased with himself, until he finds the receptionist right behind him. Austin throws a punch, which the receptionist deflects before grabbing Austin's neck in his killer grip. Austin fights back and finishes him off with a judo chop to the neck. He then lays the receptionist down on the ledge of the fountain. When a guard arrives, Austin ducks behind the cherub. From the angle of the CCTV camera, it looks like Austin's peeing in the mouth of the receptionist.
Is he doing what I think he's doing?
Foxy arrives.
Come on, sugar.
Gold member Roboto.
Yes, very impressive. Put preparation aids into my Stubentransporten.
Yeah. Ashish.
You need these to turn the tractor beam. It's a gold key.
It's gold.
Schmut the bench.
Let's burn up.
Foxy steps out and points her gun at Gold Member.
Hands up, Gold Member. It's payback time.
Sure, you can kill me, but then. What happens to Austin Powers' Faja?
He presses a remote control, and a bound and gagged Nigel is brought towards a conveyor belt.
Dad! Yes, and now he's going to have an unfortunate smelting accident.
As a jet of molten metal approaches Nigel's tackle, Goldmember dispatches Foxy by back-kicking her with his bendy legs.
Don't worry, Dad. I'm here to rescue you.
Ow! May I point out that the last time around you fell into an obvious trap. Now you're trying to save me instead of stopping Goldmember.
Oh, please. I'm not going to let Goldmember get away.
Austin, Goldmember's getting away.
Ah. Hello, hello. Aren't you going to introduce us, Austin?
Foxy, this is...
Powers. Nigel Powers. Is that eau de flores you're wearing?
Yes, it is.
That's how a woman should smell. Especially one as beautiful as you.
My, my. Even in the face of danger, you live up to your reputation.
Get on with it. I've got an idea.
Nigel calls a Union Jack car over.
Your spy car's a mini.
It's not the size, mate. It's how you use it.
The Mini, with its great shag number plate, careers out of the hangar after Goldmember, with Roboto's men chasing on behind. As Goldmember's gold bubble car speeds into a subway, Austin takes a shot at it whilst at the wheel.
Hey, chaser! You know, I would have found my way off that conveyor belt.
Fellas.
What? I saved your life!
Listen!
Should have been doing your job.
Fellas.
Oh, you're welcome, man.
Shut up and turn around, please!
They're on a collision course with a bus. At the last second, Austin steers them clear, then they fly out of the subway onto the street. They crash into a huge green monster statue, mobilizing it and sending the people on the streets fleeing for their lives.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Still, we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
There's Goldmember.
They crash into an arch and leave the monster behind.
Regular, regular, run, Nina. This is Goldie Wang.
All right. 10-4 there, Goldie Wang. This is Rubber Ducky. What's your 10-20? Over.
I've got Preparation H in my rear and Smokey the Bear in my back door. We got a convoy. Over.
Yeehaw! Copy that, you some bitch pile of monkey nuts.
Up and right there, Rubber Ducky. I am entering your mouth now. Over.
At the docks, the Dr. Evil submarine's diving.
Great. Goldmember got away.
Now what?
I think it's obvious. We should take Dr. Evil's lair by force. You can be my backup, son.
Backup? Well, that's fairly condescending. Do you think Dr. Evil's going to expect an attack? We should infiltrate his lair.
This ain't my first rodeo, cowboy. We need commandos, scuba, gadgets, for God's sake.
Well, I don't like to use gadgets. Outside the bedroom. Ah, thank you. Yes, outside the bedroom.
You know, I think being frozen damaged your brain.
Really? And how would you know? This is the most time that we've ever spent together since... ever.
What are you saying, son?
Oh, please.
What boy learned to drive a car with machine guns on it? Or had a helicopter you can fit in a knapsack? What about your Swedish nanny, Helga?
Oh, yes, Helga.
Let's say I didn't hire her for the cooking.
Oh, yes.
She stayed on until you were 24. We were mates, you and I.
I didn't need a friend. I needed a father. Do you know I risked my life trying to save you, and you still don't give me any respect?
Respect? Oh, come on. If you've got an issue, here's a tissue.
Austin glares at Foxy, then takes the tissue.
That is not funny.
Well, I suppose we'd better go our separate ways then.
Fine.
Fine.
In Austin's Tokyo hotel, number 3 is with Mini-Me.
So, I've been assigned to welcome you to the Ministry of Defense. I have a letter from my director personally thanking you for switching sides.
Mini-Me becomes distracted by Number 3's mole.
I can't wait to inform Austin of your defection.
Mini-Me gestures he should pluck it.
Oh, hello, Basil. Yes, Austin should be here any second. Yes. Yes, I'm in Austin's hotel room right now. Mm-hmm.
As Mini-Me picks up a paper knife to open his letter, Austin walks in.
Ah! Assassin!
He kicks Mini-Me across the room.
Try to kill me, will ya? Oh, you want to be friends, huh?
Wait a tick. Please. Oh!
I'm not falling for that again.
When he smashes a bottle to make a weapon, Mini-Me does the same with a bottle from the minibar.
But at least he didn't mention it. Yes, I realize he can't talk. Listen, I think Dr. Evil treated him badly, and that's why he's decided to help us.
Mini-Me tries to get Number 3's attention.
Come back here, you little bugger! Go on,
now! Austin covers him with a pillowcase.
Yes, I'm sure Austin and Mini-Me will get along famously. No, I guarantee nothing will happen to Mini-Me on my watch.
Come on, you bugger, come on. I got you.
Austin swings the pillowcase around.
Oh, I think he and Austin will be united in their commitment to the mission of stopping Dr. Evil.
Mini-Me bangs into the balcony doors.
Austin, there you are. I'll come to tell you the good news.
The mole twitches.
Mini-Me has switched sides.
Ah!
Oh.
Sorry about that, old chap. Sorry. Welcome aboard. My mole steak.
What was that? Listen, just get it out of your system.
No, I'm fine.
I insist. We can work together better if you just got it.
Mole! Bloody mole! We're not supposed to talk about the bloody mole, but there's a bloody mole winking me in the face. I'm going to chirp it off and cut it up and make some guacamole.
Better?
Austin pokes at the mole with a twig. Mini-Me's now dressed up like Austin.
So you decided to join us, huh, Mini-Me?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the good side, my mini-brother. And thank you for the map for Dr. Evil's son.
What's this? It says, Dr. Evil's tractor beam is now complete. There's not much time. Dr. Evil must pay.
Mini-Me hands a note to Foxy.
You are so beautiful. Oh. Are you a clone of an angel? Oh, that is so sweet. Well, no, my Mini-Man, I'm not. Are you sure you don't have a little clone in you? Yeah, I'm sure. Would you like to?
Horny bugger. That is so not funny. Okay, everyone. Prepare to dive. This spy car is also a submarine.
Mini-Me holds his nose as the car plunges into the water. Dr. Evil's submarine surfaces, sending out a great cloud of white spray.
Get me the World Organization!
What is it, Dr. Evil?
Gentlemen, in a matter of hours, a meteor will crash into Earth, causing a global flood. That is, of course, unless you pay me. 1 billion, gajillion, fifillion. Shabadoodle, million, shawny, commonishly, million. Yen.
I think you're bluffing.
Well, perhaps you'd like a demonstration number 2, the key, please.
Evil inserts Goldmember's gold key in a cold fusion keyport. Then a flap lifts up on the submarine's backside and a satellite dish surfaces. It blasts a tractor beam into space where it hits an orbiting satellite that's shaped like a pair of bare breasts.
Sir, Dr. Evil's not bluffing. One of our satellites is falling out of orbit.
Which one?
It's the one that looks like a pair of...
Melons! Big, juicy melons!
Are they nice and firm?
Or what do you think?
Look at that! It looks like a set of giants.
Hey, and then you're late!
How we doing? We're back! Yeah!
Check it out! Those remind me of...
Boobs!
Boobs, Ozzy?
These filmmakers are just f***ing boobs.
What do you mean, Dad?
Well, they're using the same f***ing joke as they did in the last Austin Powers movie.
What f***ing joke?
You know, the joke about the long, smooth rocket that looks like some guy's...
Johnson!
Yes, sir?
Any sign of that satellite?
No, sir. It's gone.
Gentlemen, you have my demands. Peace out.
Evil submarine moves on, unaware Austin's car is attached to its underbelly. In full diving gear, Austin opens a door in the bowels of the sub, checks the coast's clear, then gestures to the similarly attired Mini-Me and Foxy to follow him. They flap round in their flippers, then start to undress. Foxy's afro's gone flat, but when she shakes her head, it pops back out. She unzips her wetsuit.
Cool, baby. You look very switched on.
Thank you, Austin.
Mini-Me's humping her leg.
No, Mini-Me!
Off! Bad! Busted! New humping!
Dr. Evo, in light of the success of the device, it is Japanese custom that I receive a bonus.
Oh, bonus! That's good! Yeah, that's awesome! Throw me a frickin' bonus here! Oh! I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl, thank you. Oh, you're not joking.
No, in fact, if you don't give me the bonus...
Hey, Dad. Hey, Scotty, how are you, sport? Whoa!
Scott's sporting a comb-over.
Why don't you let me take care of this?
Okay.
Scott feeds Mr. Roboto to the sharks, then laughs.
He's got a good evil laugh. Get along. Scotty! 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 Take it down a notch. It's creeping a bit. Let's go.
Austin and Mini-Me are wearing matching velour suits with lace ruffs.
We need a disguise. There's only one uniform. One of us has to go on the other one's shoulders.
Moments later, Austin is moving stiffly along a service deck with Mini-Me's tiny feet poking out from under their long silver coat.
Hey there, buddy. How's it going? Good to see you. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
He nearly topples over.
Just getting my sea legs. Sorry about that. Hello. You all right? Yes, it's a good hat. Very good hat. Come on, Mini-Me, let's go.
Hold it right there, mister. Did you really think you could get away with this?
I did, actually, yes.
Every new recruit must have a physical. Now get in here, sailor. I'm going to need a urine sample.
Okay.
The doctor turns away. Then Mini-Me pokes his head out of the coat and gestures no.
Okay, then.
Austin reaches for a bottle of apple juice from a trolley, then passes it to Mini-Me through the coat. He then holds out a cup so Mini-Me can spit into it. The doctor looks round.
Hello.
All the doctor can see is the spray coming from Austin's crotch area.
And here we go. Sorry.
Unsteady on his feet, Austin splashes the sample all over the doctor.
Terrific.
Yes, good. Okay.
All right, sailor. Go behind that screen and strip down to your skivvies.
All right, then. I'll just go to that screen, which is over there.
He walks as though he has a bustle behind him.
Right behind that screen.
Next.
Come on, hurry. The map. Okay, what's our plan?
Another sailor comes in.
I'm going to need a urine sample.
Which way to the main chamber?
Now separated, Mini-Me points repeatedly at a map. From the other side of the screen, their shadows merge, so it looks like Mini-Me's arm is actually Austin's penis, which has a life all of its own. The sailor blinks. Mini-Me holds an apple up to Austin, but what the sailor sees is Austin bending over to bite his own penis. Oh. The penis tosses the apple into Austin's hand, then plays paper, scissors, stones.
Excuse me, doctor.
It's difficult in public, isn't it?
Mini-Me blows up a latex glove, which Austin yanks off his mini hand like a condom.
Mini-Me, our shadows! We're casting a shadow!
What's wrong, sailor?
You should check that guy out.
When the doctor looks behind the screen, Mini-Me's strapped upside down to Austin's chest.
What the hell's going on here? Hands up! You heard me, I said hands up! Both of you!
Mini-Me puts up his hands and slides down, but what the sailor sees is a head emerging from between Austin's legs, then a baby being born.
Come with me!
Mini-Me, the map, go!
Mini-Me escapes.
Okay, you got me.
Sneaking along a corridor, Foxy opens a ventilation shaft door, then Mini-Me comes flying out.
Are you all right, little man?
Mm-hmm.
He gives her the map.
Why not?
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere. Dr. Evil's doing a dance number for his evil team when Austin's brought into the control center and placed in a chair beside the shark pool.
The ship. Mr. Powers, before I kill you, perhaps you'd like to see the genius of my plan. Key, please.
The key's gone.
What the? Who? But how? Where?
Looking for this?
Mini-me?
All right, everybody drop your guns, because Foxy Cleopatra's in the sub.
Smashing Foxy.
Yeah.
Here, sugar.
All right, Dr. Evil. It's finally come down to this. You, me, and a gun.
What are you going to do now, Austin?
Dad? What are you doing here? I've got to finish this off once and for all.
I'm afraid you can't do that. I have to protect my son.
Dad, I'm fine.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about him.
Dr. Evil.
What? Dr. Evil's not your son. I am.
You both are.
What?
It was our first family holiday together. Just as I was finishing a case, your mother brought the two of you to Belgium. I stopped to have a tinkle when the car
explodes into a huge fireball. The young and dashing Nigel hangs his head and sobs.
But my parents died in a car accident.
It was no accident. It was an assassination attempt. I thought only Austin survived. I should have told you the truth earlier, but those Belgians, they made you so damn evil. And of course, they share a border with the Dutch.
Very interesting story, Mr. Powers. Of course, I'm gonna have to wait until I see all the facts. Daddy!
Shh. Daddy's here, Dougie. Shh.
Dougie?
Shh.
Dougie?
Dougie, remember Dougie.
Dad, what's going on?
What are you going to do, Austin?
Dr. Evil puts up his hands and braces himself for Austin's bullet, but Austin lowers his gun.
Austin, Are you sure you can trust Dr. Evil?
He ain't heavy. He's my brother, baby.
Yeah.
I should have told you this so long ago, son. I'm very proud of you. Can you forgive me?
I forgive you, Dad.
As Evil retches in the background, Austin and his dad run into each other's arms. Foxy smiles. Evil runs like a girl, then joins in the family embrace. Mini-Me runs over.
Oh my God, there you are!
Oh, come on! I mean, first I'm not evil enough for you. And now you're gonna turn good?
Listen, Scott. You can spend your whole life trying to win your parents' acceptance, believe me. But at the end of the day, you've just got to do it for yourself, baby.
What is anyone gonna do, man? Hey, Austin, shh!
What?
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, but I hate you too. And I especially hate you.
Mini-Me.
You'll pay. You'll all pay!
He runs out like a girl.
I'd like to point out that no one else in my gene pool runs like a girl. Not so fast, smarty pants! Dr. Evil, you might not want to destroy the world, but I do! Preparation H goes ahead as planned. I'm going to flood the Earth!
Think again, gold member.
Ha! Foxy Cleopatra, it's a shame I had to kill your partner. Too bad for you!
Too bad for me? How about too bad for you?
Oh, no! No! No!
She throws his key to the sharks.
Luckily, I keep a spare.
He turns his back, then fiddles with his tackle.
Look, everyone! My Vinky was a key!
Only a bloody Dutchman.
You mind, sucker!
He knocks her back with his bendy leg.
Foxy, I'm coming!
Nobody say anything stupid or the shoosting begins.
Austin, take Dougie. I'll stay here and be your backup.
Dougie, what do we do?
Ooh, I'm not a real hands-on evil genius.
Think, you were always the smart one.
I could reroute the output capacitor to the tractor beam from one of the conduit boxes up there.
Come on, let's go.
Goldmember presses buttons to raise the satellite dish.
Yes, the shoosting begins!
Foxy grabs his arm. On a ladder, Austin slips and pulls down Evil's pants.
You know, Dr. Evil, I used to think you were crazy.
I know.
But now I can see you're nuts. I thank you.
Give me the book!
Dr. Evil reaches the control box, then switches the positive and negative charges. Meanwhile, Goldmember inserts his key and sets off the tractor beam, which begins pulling the meteor towards Earth.
Hurry!
Evil hits the switch and the charge reverses, hitting Goldmember with the full force of the tractor beam.
Basha, can you hear me? Basha! Basha! I got it!
Whoa! Goldmember crashes to the floor and the meteor explodes.
Well done, Austin! You saved the world again!
Hey, yeah! Thank you.
Austin, you did it.
We did it! Yeah, baby!
No. Just trying it on.
Goldmember, you under arrest, sugar.
Goldmember's changed.
Hey, assholes! Do I have time for a last smoke and a pancake, or what?
John Travolta as Goldmember.
I am from Holland! Isn't that weird?
Watching in a cinema, Austin turns to Evil.
Well done! Good on you, man!
The rest of the fictional movie's end credits run. Tom Cruise as Austin Powers, Gwyneth Paltrow as Dixie Normus, Kevin Spacey as Dr. Evil, and Danny DeVito as Mini-Me. As Evil and Mini-Me high-five, Foxy cheers, then gives Austin a kiss.
Hey, Powers!
Fat bastard. But you're not fat anymore.
I went on the Subway diet, you know, just like Jared. I've lost 180 pounds.
Congratulations, baby.
Thank you. I do have a little bit of excess skin, though.
Bit of a problem here, yeah.
And unfortunately, my neck does look like a vagina.
Austin and Foxy walk out along the red carpet.
Thank you. You're right. Okay.
Austin, thank you. Everything.
They slowly come together and share a sweet and tender kiss on the lips.
Just saying.
High above the Austin Pussy premiere, fireworks erupt in the nighttime sky. Dr. Evil's lair in the Hollywood Hills is in darkness.
I'm gonna get you, Austin Powers!
For now, completely bald, Scott's turned into his father. Wearing black, he jumps out of his chair and performs some Michael Jackson leg kicks and a moonwalk before raising his arm with a flourish. The end.
The same joke as they did in the last Austin Powers film. Well, they're using the same joke as they did it. What do I mean?
Boobs, Ozzy.
Stop doing anything, just like a laugh. Oh, don't start this kind of thing. I'm going to put you back in the refrigerator.
One more.
I don't like that. I'm getting turned on. Don't make that noise here. I'm getting all turned on. My testosterone is going dancing. Get off me.
Is it true what they say about you? Kickstand. Really? Can I give you my cell phone number? Please?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, oh, but just for every
Austin, what will you lend on a